It's time for Crime on the Mind with crime prevention expert, retired Fairfield Police Lieutenant Jim Perez. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
See something, say something. It's a phrase that, quite frankly, is thrown around a lot, but the average person doesn't exactly know how to report suspicious behavior safely and effectively. And that is what we're diving into today with Jim Perez. So, Jim, let's start off with what would be considered, when we say reporting suspicious behavior, what do you mean by that? Because sometimes people will think it is as blatant as seeing somebody, you know, setting a building on fire or doing something egregious. But suspicious activity could really be a whole lot of things.
Well, it could be, but if you really think about it, you know, it's someone wandering around your neighborhood even, or your home or your business, attempting to open different doors, looking into windows, a person who seems nervous, looking over their shoulder all the time, a person entering a restricted area when it comes to like work and stuff like that, that they don't have a card access, someone claiming to be a utility company but not wearing a uniform. It could be really anything, but the most important thing I think that people need to understand is that you have to hone in your people watching skills. And what do I mean by that? You know, when you're watching people, I love people watching. It's just a natural thing, like especially when you're out in public, you know, but wondering, what does that person do? Who is that person? Look at how they're dressed, looking at their clothing, looking at unusual characteristics like facial features, perhaps scars, maybe an accent. You know, all these things make a big difference. But when you start honing in your skills and you start really looking into that, you start to, and you understand your environment. Because I think understanding your environment is one of the most important things. Listen, if you want to help police and you want to help just government officials and just, you know, anyone to, you know, to conform to our societal norms, then what you need to do is you need to observe what's not normal. And then you need to report that. And, you know, there's something about when you report something accurately. Listen, police get reports all the time, right? We're constantly getting reports.
Sure.
The fire department will get reports of, like, you know, smoke and fire and this and that. But a lot of the times it's really nothing, or it's something that's minimal, right? So by you building credibility with emergency responders, by you building credibility with them, when you go to report something that's accurate and the police or fire department or whoever it is can act on it, now you're starting to act in conjunction as if you're one. And that's what we need to be. We need to be one. When you start giving false information and you start giving kind of haphazard information, you lose your credibility. And after a while, they're just not going to listen to you. They're going to take it in. And of course, they'll follow up on it, but they know that it's not going to be good. Nothing to a police officer or an emergency responder is more important and more valued than a credible witness or citizen.
Well, and so to that point, Jim, I think the reason I was saying in the beginning that it doesn't have to be so blatant. In fact, sometimes it's the small details that actually could be the reason you crack a case. So, for example, you and I have talked in the past about if, God forbid, there was something that happened in a neighborhood, say a home invasion or something like that. And it's the people who, I think I've told you before, that I'll drive at 3 o'clock in the morning to work. And when I notice that there's a car that has never sat outside of a home, and now all of a sudden I'm seeing it there, and then it disappeared about a week later, that's weird to me. You know, so I think it's just the, like you've said before, it's noticing the not normal when we're sort of in our everyday lives. A lot of the times we sort of just don't always pay attention or think something is significant, when in fact that could be the link in a case, right? I mean, that's what I'm sort of is saying, always having kind of a swiveling, you know, I would say, what is it, like a swiveling head kind of thing, where you're keeping an eye out for something that just seems out of place and then just kind of taking a mental note of it.
That's right. And here's the thing, that usually if the police department is investigating something, right, there's always going to be a missing piece. We've talked about this before. It's like the puzzle pieces.
Right.
There's always going to be a missing piece. And someone walked into the crime scene and walked away with that puzzle piece. And I'm talking metaphorically now. But really what they're walking away with is valuable information that we would actually need in order to enhance or to further the case. And that's really all it is. And so I think that it's not difficult. It's not hard work. It's just you have to pay attention to detail. And once you start doing that, if you start reporting with accuracy, I can't tell you how many times we've gotten reports of a silver car and it's actually blue. You know, so now the officers are looking for a silver car and they're letting all these blue cars, including the bad guy, get by. And so now the bad guy's emboldened because they think, look at this, I got away with it. I drove right past them and I'm not even scared anymore. This is how they become bolder and more dangerous. And so I think that if we develop a system of understanding our environment, like you said, and knowing what's not normal and then reporting it, it costs nothing to report it. And listen, I know that a lot of people say, oh, well, I don't want to bother the police. There's nothing more heartbreaking to a police officer when they respond to a victim crime, right, let's say, and you have a broken person in front of you and you're feeling bad for them. And then you start finding out during the investigation that all this could have been avoided because when we talked to Joe Smith down the street, he saw everything that happened, but didn't want to bother the police. That's the worst thing that you could possibly tell a police officer. Let us know. Right. This is what you're paying taxes for. Let us know and let us do our job. So, and that's it. We're either going to dispel it or we're going to confirm it, one or the other.
Right.
And either way, it's a win.
Exactly. We are chatting with Jim Perez a few more minutes here for Crime on the Mind, and we're talking about reporting suspicious behavior both safely and effectively. And before we go to an app that is it's available to you right now, I want to talk about safely reporting suspicious activity because, Jim, I don't remember the exact location, forgive me, but I know in particular there was an instance in Connecticut about a year ago that was highlighted where there was a carjacking or something that was going on in a nearby vehicle, a totally uninvolved vehicle. There was a man who was sitting in his car and recording it. And again, I don't think, I don't know if it ever got to police, but I would imagine the reason that they were recording it, I would hope, was to give it to police. It might have gone to social media. Regardless, the people who were committing the crime saw this person and then went and attacked him. So how do people effectively but also safely report suspicious activity? Because you don't want people to be compromised in the midst of this.
Right. First of all, most smartphones today have excellent cameras with excellent zoom capabilities. So the zoom can be optical, meaning that the lens itself will zoom, or you can do digital zoom, which is digital, which can zoom so many more times more than optical. But here's the thing. I tell you this because if you see something that's unusual or a crime taking place, you have to remove yourself from the immediate area, meaning the, you know, 30, 40, 50 foot area, and create a buffer zone. And then you can safely, if you can do it safely from a discrete location, you can then record. And you can use your zoom to your advantage. You can use your zoom to put you up close without you having to be up close and without even tipping off the bad guys. The bad guys never want to have witnesses,
right?
Because obviously they can go to jail, right? So, you know, they can be implicated in the crime. So what you want to do is you want to do it safely. But the more important thing to do is to dial 911. And you don't have to have a phone above the dash. You can simply dial 911. You will get whoever – the way the system is set up in Connecticut is it will generally go to the town that you're in. But if there's a dead spot, it'll go to the state police, and then they can reroute the call. So that's the way to do that. And you know what? It's funny. I've often – you know, and, you know, I've criticized the state before for certain things, and I've actually praised the state for certain things. And now I'm about to give them a big praise because they have two wonderful apps that you can actually assess on your smartphone. You talked about it. The first one is called Connecticut CT Safe. If you just put that in there, through that, you can report every possible suspicious activity that you want. And they have different categories in there that you can report.
It's really easy to use, by the way, Jim, because I have it on my phone. I've used it before. It's really effective.
Yeah, very, very, very effective, very easy. And every town usually has their own, like even Fairfield. We all have our own that like text a tip that you can tip to.
And it's anonymous. You know,
it's anonymous.
Yeah.
Anonymous. And let me tell you what that means. That means that as soon as the information is transferred over, the program automatically erases all your information. So even the police department won't have your information.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's done to build trust. But there's another one. I told you that I attended a event that Senator Tony Wang had on hurricane resiliency probably 2 weeks ago. And during that time, I met some wonderful people within the state that really have their eye on the ball. You know, they
yeah.
really are taking care of us, you know, resiliency wise. But one of the things I realized is that Connecticut, once again, to their credit, they have this other app called CT Prepare. And if you go to that app, and that's on the thing, it gives you wonderful information with respect to being able to communicate with family during emergency. It gives you preparing tips, contacts, resources between, like, you know, it ties you automatically into local resources like utility companies, places like that. And they even have a newsroom, which gives you the latest news, press, and storm information. Listen.
This is pretty cool. I just downloaded it. It took like 2 seconds. That was really easy.
Yeah, CT Prepares. And you know what? Between those two apps, you should be completely set to be able to be a information warrior and actually work with us to give law enforcement the information that we need and first responders the information that we need so that we can respond appropriately. And that's hugely important. That's hugely important. And, you know, we're all about being inclusive and involving everyone and having everyone be part of this, because society, listen, the laws that we have today and the rules that we have today are a validation from society in general, and it's called societal norms. And these are the things that we hold dear. And when those things are breached, we enforce the law. When those things are breached, the fire department can issue a violation. The health department can issue. They do these things not to bust people's chops, but they do it because they're all about safety and security. And that's where we need to be today, yesterday, and tomorrow. And that makes a huge difference.
I agree. And these apps are free, by the way, for anybody to download. So again, CT Prepares, I literally just did that right now. Very easy to use. And CT Safe, again, we'll put links as well on our website, voiceofct.com. And Jim Perez, always appreciate these conversations. Thank you so much. It's important that people know not only the importance of reporting suspicious behavior, but to do it safely and effectively. So we appreciate your help on that. Thanks so much.